Listen.
All right. There we are, right here on TamTalkNetwork.com, and always live right here in the station. Rarely do we ever use a rerun. It's pretty vague. I mean, pretty rare if we have to. TamTalkNetwork.com. In fact, that very day, Betty, 2 weeks from today, you and Megan will be the radio team members that will be right here in the studio with me. We have like 8 or 9 of you that rotate, but that day it'll be Betty and Megan right here. Want to meet them? You could actually come to the studio that day if you'd like to meet them. Because you know what? You're interesting people, right? So why not meet you? All right.
Yeah, we are peculiar people.
You are peculiar people. Nan. I'm glad that Nan mentioned our lunch that day, complimentary for everybody that comes. We're going to have a huge salad. In fact, Becky Pritt and I went to a garage sale, which was right around the corner of our building yesterday. They were having a garage sale. And so we bought a salad bowl that is the biggest one I've ever seen for $2. And it is huge. And right, Nan, you saw it.
I did not.
You did not?
I did not see it. It's
humongous. The biggest salad bowl I've ever seen.
Cool.
So it will be full of salad and or fruit salad. Who knows what it'll be full of. But it'll be full of something, plus sandwiches, plus desserts. Come that day and join us.
I'm committing here. This is finalizing my commitment.
Ooh, let's hear it.
I actually signed up for something I used to prepare probably years ago, devil eggs and brownies.
Seriously, Nan.
And the thing of it is, you know, I don't cook. People wonder how that works, but I don't cook. I eat simple things. I eat out whatever. I don't cook. So this is a big deal that I'm cooking for this. That's how important. I'm almost crying. I was saying this as a joke, but that's how important this lunch is to me.
Amen.
And that's how important it is that we get to meet the people who are coming in.
Absolutely.
And it's important enough that I will commit to cook, and I don't cook.
Betty,
everyone
can you
who knows
believe
me,
this?
I don't cook.
Betty, can you believe this? Deviled eggs and brownies. Really? Do you think this
really?
Will happen?
I'm committed on the radio show now.
Hey, Betty, we're going to hold her feet to the fire on this one.
You know,
because she makes great deviled eggs and brownies.
Well, I have never, ever gotten to try those.
Oh, they're great.
Nan Watson, if you let me down, I will never let you let down.
I will forgive you,
but I will not forget.
I'll set some aside for you, Betty, to make sure you get a couple, okay?
Okay.
Well, I think that's fascinating that you're not going to forgive her. Is that what I just heard?
Oh, no.
No, she doesn't forget.
I would forgive her, but I would not forget.
You would not forget. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
There is a difference, dear. I'm going to pardon her.
Oh, you'll pardon her. You will forgive her.
I will pardon her.
Thank you.
Wow, that makes me feel better because the first hour we were just talking about the importance of forgiveness. And if you're going on the radio and on the air and saying you're not going to forgive if she doesn't make her devil eggs and brownies, I'm concerned about the whole situation right now.
That's what I got to say about this. Totally turn things around, but no, I would pardon her. I always forgive Nan.
Okay.
And I don't forget.
All right. Audience out there in the Clearwater, Tampa Bay area, if you really do not have a home church, we would love to have you come and try us out. Try out the whole situation. You're going to see that the anointing of God is extremely strong. The power of God in our services is life-changing. The music is incredible. The word, all of it, and you'll be prayed for, your needs, whatever you need. God is moving mightily. We had an amazingly wonderful service this morning, did we not, Nan?
We did.
The power of God
indeed.
Was so strong.
It was, the power of God was really there.
It really was. I know it's with excitement.
It's like it's a big buildup to the 19th, you know,
right.
And I know that he's going to move mightily the 19th. And if people come in with hurts and problems and emotions and things they need be set free from, they can be set free if they choose to.
Well, they can. And the whole thing is we want to prepare people for their eternal home. By the way, one of these days we're going to fly away, right?
I'll fly away.
Right. But that's not the song I'm going to play.
Oh, okay.
it is a Chris Tomlin song, Home. I got to play this. This is so good. Man, you can clap along to this one. There you go.
This world is not what it was meant to be. All this pain, all this suffering. There's a better place waiting for me.
and sin erased. We'll dance on seas of amazing grace in heaven, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is
praise God, praise God. Betty, that's one that we're going to be doing very soon at Beacon of Hope. I love that song. It just reminds me of what it's all about, this Christian walk and these daily fights that we have to do sometimes with the enemy and the hanging on to the promises, Betty. Oh, I'm going home someday. I'm going home. I'm going to see you there too, Betty and Nan.
Yes, we're going to have us a mansion.
We're going to have a party.
That's right. There's going to be one big banquet table.
Mm-mm-mm.
And we're going to be sitting beside each other. And, you know, Jesus is going to be at one end. And it's just going to be heavenly. It's going to be more glorious than you can ever imagine. I'll get to see, you know, people that have went on before me. I'll get to see all my fur babies that have went before me. And they'll all be waiting for me at the
Amen.
Fur gates. And but, you know, I can't wait. I said, oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see.
Amen.
I see that look upon his face, and he holds out his arms. And, you know, this brings me that here I go. Well done.
Amen.
My kind and faithful servant.
Amen.
You ran the race.
Yes.
And you won. You took it. You know, you took the extra mile. You stood and you kept on standing. And that's what we have to do to look forward to our home.
Amen.
Our home, a heavenly mansion that's going to be on a crystal sea. And, you know, it's just going to be one big party. There's going to be singing, you know, loud singing like we like to do, the music all the time.
Amen.
And praising God. And it's more than, you know, sometimes than we can comprehend. The wonder.
Amen. You know, this past week I spent a lot of time here and in there in between my craziness of the week. And one morning I just really had a real concentrated time of saying, God, where are we going in the next few weeks with the teaching that you want? And Pastor Jim and I have agreed that starting the first Wednesday night of June, which is when we're picking back up with Bible studies on Wednesday night, along with our Sunday morning service, that's when it'll begin, the first Wednesday night of June. We're going to be either Skyping or going on YouTube. We're not sure exactly what we're going to be doing with that, but we're doing a series about resurrection. It's going to be titled Resurrection Now and Forever. It's going to be about resurrected bodies. It's going to be about the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's going to be about the thousand-year reign of Christ. It's going to be about the book of Revelation in certain parts, not just the whole thing like I did many years ago, Betty, that you were a part of in 91, that 32 tape set that I taught, the book of Revelation.
It was awesome.
32 tape set. But it's going to be pinpoint on certain aspects of that song we just did, of home, of where we're headed. So mark that on your calendars. Wednesday nights at 6:30, beginning the first Wednesday night of June, whatever day that is. I'm not sure. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but that's when that will begin, and we will let you know as we get closer to what how you can access that from your location, Skype or live Facebook or YouTube. We're not sure how we're going to do it yet, but we will do it. So let's go back to John chapter 20. And after Jesus points out this thing about forgiveness, then the Thomas, the disciple Thomas, was not there when Jesus made that first appearance. And so they tell Thomas, you've all heard the phrase doubting Thomas. By the way, Betty's last name, she and her husband's, is Thomas, right? But doubting Thomas is not you, Betty, nor is it Joe, your husband. And he says to them, Thomas says to the disciples, no, unless I see the nail holes in his hands, put my finger in the nail holes, stick my hand in his side, I won't believe it. I love the fact that Thomas was very human like a lot of us, that we doubt. We have problems with faith sometimes. We just feel like God is not there for us when we need him, that the answers are not coming that we need. Talk to us about that, Nan, because we can all be a little bit of a doubting Thomas from time to time, I believe.
We can, and it's neat the way that Jesus ministered to him and let him see here. It is I, you know.
Yeah, very next verse.
And he didn't condemn him. He didn't judge him.
He loved
him. And because, I mean, there's times that we have doubt, absolutely, like you just said. And, you know, we have to pray and get through that, or call a prayer warrior to pray with you and get through that, you know. But, you know, I mean, Jesus doesn't sit in judgment of us. And yes. He helps us with our doubts.
Oh, he does.
I mean, there's times that I have doubted. God, have I really heard from you?
Absolutely.
And it's like, it's okay, Nan. Just settle down. It's okay. Yes, you have. Don't doubt me. Trust me. Seek, well, ask, and find me.
You know, that's the whole thing right there, Nan, because so often we get into these doubts and this worry and anxiety because the devil's messing with our minds, because the battlefield is in our mind. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, you know, that brings up a valid point, because what you have to do is when you, Pastor Marcia and Pastor Jim, talk about staying in the Word, is becoming so saturated with God's, the Word through His promises, is that's where when we lack and we slack off in our reading,
yes,
in our praising,
yes,
and so much, it can be overwhelming, because that gives Satan that foothold to get in there and say, that's not going to happen. You're going to have to wait.
Right.
Or, you know, situation in my life was, I think I talked to you this last week. It's like, God, you know, being on the prayer team, you know, I just really struggle a lot of times. And I say, God, is this really what you want me to do? Is this where I'm supposed to be? Because
right.
I've asked many times, God, where do you want me? Send me somewhere. What do you need me to do? So, you know, you talk about the doubting Thomas. Well, I was for just a few minutes, and this was in very early in the morning. And I said, God, what do you want me to do?
Right.
Daddy God, you know, and you said this, you know, months ago, Daddy God, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? Okay.
Right.
Turn on my Bible app. Pray continually. That's all it said. That's all it said. So I know that.
That's how God does it.
That was the answer, and I usually don't. Sometimes I don't get an answer because I don't like being in the waiting room very long.
Right.
But sometimes that's where He leaves us, and because He always has something better for us. But that's exactly what it was. You keep on praying, girl. You just continually pray without ceasing until I come back. And I was like, okay.
Right.
That's what I'll do. I'll continue to pray continually.
Right. So exactly.
It's amazing how God, in his infinite ways, His miraculous ways, His divine words that He speaks through His word, that we have to stay focused.
Yes.
We have to put Him at the very forefront of our thought patterns.
Yes.
Every day, if not just once on Sunday, and then raise all kinds of heck, you know, the other six. You've got to put Him at the center of your life. He's got to be first.
Absolutely,
first,
Betty.
And foremost, and I cannot stipulate that. I could get a little louder, but I'm not. You've got to put Him first.
And
first
when we don't do that, we're showing, quote unquote, our true colors, right? We're showing that other things are more important than time with Him. So it's got to be a priority. You know, I take vitamins every morning. I take a couple multivitamins. I take vitamin C. I take stuff. And I do it every single day at a certain time. If I forget to do that, I later on in the day, I go, oh, I forgot my vitamins today. Sometimes I actually feel like, man, I'm a little draggy, you know? And other times, maybe I don't even feel it physically, but when I realize I haven't taken them, I go back and I take them, right? Because I know I need those in my body. It's the same with the Word of God. When later in the day we go, man, I haven't been praying today, or I haven't even read one verse of Scripture, look what's going on. Stop. Take 5 minutes. Take 20 minutes. Stop. Get in tune with your loving Heavenly Father. Talk to us, Nan, about this. And why do so many of us just don't do it?
Well, to do it on a continual basis takes commitment. And this day and age, there's just a lot of people who don't want to commit to anything for any length of time. They start off maybe with well intentions, and they start off, and well, I'll take a break in the afternoon or in the morning at work, and I'll go to wherever, quite secluded little place, and read 10 minutes of the Word, get that in me, 15 minutes of the Word, however long a break they have.
Right.
You know, but the importance of reading the Word, I mean, that's like a lifeline. You know, that's like, you know, if you have a small child, their lifeline is the food that they receive from the mother. I mean, that's their lifeline. And that's the way it is with the Word of God. It's our lifeline. And we need to spend time in the Word.
Yeah.
And we need to spend time praying.
Yes.
You know, we can pray while we travel. We've discussed on the show before, when I've been on the show, about how sometimes you have to get creative mm-hmm. with how you do that.
Right.
You know, you can pick up, there's all kind of apps that you can put on your phone that
sure.
will read the Word to you. You could
right.
have that going in your car. You know, it just finding the time to, you know, and you can find the time.
Yes.
Somehow you can manage to do that. And, you know, it's like, don't beat yourself up if you can't spend 2 hours a day.
Right.
Spending
no.
time. No,
most
no, no,
people
no.
can't.
That's not what's that. Who can
yeah.
do that? You know, but just to spend the time and dedicate
yes.
the time to spend time in the Word
Amen.
And in prayer. Those are two vital lifelines. Those are lifelines
they
for
are
us.
Lifelines. You know, my youngest grandbaby was born a week before Christmas. He missed Betty's birthday by one day. And his name is Dawson J. McAllister, and he is a sweetheart, and he is 4-plus months old. He is totally dependent on his mama feeding him multiple times a day. And at night, he's become a good boy, where he sleeps maybe 6 or 7 hours at a time, which is totally crazy for as young as he is. But boy, during the day, he makes up for that, and he eats, you know, every 3 hours, and he's a breastfed baby, and he eats and all of that, and he's growing. He's growing. He's not the little guy that was born. Of course, he was a big baby as he was born, 9 pounds, 2 ounces, but he's not that now. You know, he's grown quite a bit, and he's because of the nurturing he's getting, the food that he's getting, he smiles, he's a happy baby, he's rolling over, he's doing all those things. Betty, comment on that in relation to our relationship with the Lord. As Nan was saying, the vital importance of this can't be stressed enough, our relationship with God.
No, and it's almost like brushing your teeth, combing your hair. Once you get into a habit of, you know, filling your mind and your spirit with the Word of God through the Word of God, through Christian music, through praise, is that you become energized. It's almost like, you know, jump starting a battery in your car. It just becomes, or putting the key in the ignition and it sparks and it starts. If that's what starts, can start our day. Or if you need revitalization, you know, in the middle of the day, it's like taking a drink of water. You drink that living water in, and it refreshes you. It gives you a new outlook on life. And it's like what Nan said. It takes commitment. You develop a habit, what, after 14 days or 21 days. I don't know how long it is. But I even started years ago of putting post-it notes everywhere I would go. I know when to eat. I know when to get a drink of water to take my meds. So, again, give yourself, don't beat yourself up. It's just start writing it down. If you have a smartphone, you can set an alarm or you can set a timer to say, I need, you know, it's your prayer time or your read time with me is 15 minutes. Or, you know, before you go to bed, I have a reminder that says it's time to read the Bible. And it can put you to sleep at night. It can give you that kind of peace to help you to go to sleep. And, I mean, there's just so many things that you can do, but it's getting that word inside of you. It feeds
yes.
you. It's like, you know, milk. You know, milk for Saucy Dossie.
Yeah, Saucy Dossie. That's his name, all right, yeah.
That's his name. And, or meat for you, you know, being a pastor, getting into the Word and understanding it so that you can reach others.
Well, right.
That's what the Word does to us, too.
Yes.
Is it fills us, gives us living water, you know, replenishes our soul, replenishes us so that we don't have that grouchy attitude. You know, I can tell after a day if I have not done.
Oh yeah.
My ritual. I'm a mess.
I hear you.
Really,
I hear you.
And it's like, or you'll call me or Megan will call me, or, you know, prayer request comes in and it just like everything resets.
Right.
Okay. Let's go back to the beginning, Betty.
Yes.
Where you left off without talking to me. And that's what it is. It's communication.
It's communication.
It's communication with our Lord.
Well, I love this because this is what God wants with us, relationship. And we stress that a lot on this show. I want to look at John chapter 20 because after the disciples tell Thomas about the appearance of Jesus to them and he doubts, then in verse 26, I believe, 8 days later, so the next Sunday evening, his disciples were again in that room, okay? This time, Thomas was with them. And Jesus came through the locked doors. His resurrected body and ours someday will be able to walk right through walls and doors. He came right through the locked doors. He stood among them and he said, hey, how you guys doing? Have you had a good week? That's not what he said. He said the same thing he appeared to them a week before that he said, peace, peace to you, peace to you, shalom, peace. That's what he said to these guys. Then, I love this, Betty, then he focuses his attention on Thomas. He knew what Thomas had said that week to the disciples who said, oh, Jesus came and stood in our midst and said all this. And Jesus knew because he knows everything about all of us, right? And so he turned and he looked at Thomas because he wanted to get kingdom business done right then. He cares about every single one of us. He cares about each one of our doubts, our worries, our concerns. He focuses his attention on Thomas and he says, take your finger and examine my hands. Wow. And take your hand and stick it in my side. Don't be unbelieving. Believe. And Thomas, you can picture Thomas doing that, taking his finger and running it over the nail scars in the palms of Jesus' hands and putting his whole hand in the side of Jesus. That's wild. And Thomas' response is, my master, my God. Talk to us, Betty. Do you need to leave here in 5 minutes to go to church? Betty,
oh, sorry, I was muted. I had the cat in here with me, so
okay.
I had to mute you.
Do you need to leave in 5 minutes?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So look what he says, what Thomas now responds, my master, my God. Whoa. He believed because he saw the nail prints in Jesus' hands. He saw the big old hole in the side of Jesus. Put his hand right in the side of Jesus, right inside his body. Whoa, his resurrected body. Can you imagine?
I could not. I would definitely not be a doubting Thomas. But being back then is that he had to see it to believe it. And sometimes we have a lack of faith to understand that when Jesus appeared before Thomas, that it was him. And that's why I don't know whether it would startle. I think it may have startled them when he walked through the wall. It's like, whoa, peace be with you, you know, because he could maybe feel the tension. He understood them. He was with them for a long period of time. So he knew them inside and out. Just like Jesus knows us inside and out. He knows what we're feeling. He knows what we're going through. So that peace that he brings, that he brought to Thomas, oh my goodness, you know, just like feeling that his nail-scarred hands, putting his finger in his side, it's like, oh my gosh, it is you. And how that would have made him feel once he did realize,
yeah.
This is my Savior. Mm-hmm. This is Almighty God.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably would have went out. I probably would have passed out. Because,
right.
I mean, just the presence of knowing what Jesus did, and he did it for me, would be more than I could even comprehend. It's just like that song, you know, I can only imagine what
right.
it will be like. And I think that that's the way that the disciples felt at that time. What's it like to stand in the presence of Almighty God? What would it be like to touch his nail-scarred hands or even to look to see that he had holes in his feet?
Oh, yeah.
But yet, the sword that went into his side, I think that was just why he did it, is because he knew what Thomas was feeling.
Well, he knew our humanness.
He wanted to confront them.
Yes.
He wanted to comfort them.
That's why I'm playing this song by Chris Tomlin, Good, Good Father, because he cared that much about doubting Thomas that he came back and focused, laser focused on Thomas and said, hey, put your hands here. Look at this. Love this song.
Ooh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. We're all searching.
as you call me, deeper still as you call.
Praise God, that's who he is. Good, good Father. He loves you, dear one. You are loved by him, Almighty God, creator of every one of us. You are loved by him. You're special to him. He has a God-given, he has given a purpose for your life that perhaps you've not found out yet what that is. But you know what? He knows what it is. He has a plan for you that he wants to execute in your life, that he wants to fulfill in your life. Listen up, because God's got something very wonderful for you that you probably may not have discovered yet, but there's still time. Nan, God gave you a poem during that, and then we'll go into Betty.
He did. I am your good, good Father. Believe that I am in control. I will help you in all things and certainly will make you whole. Okay, child, believe this. You will certainly be okay. I will keep you in all things. You will have better days. I love you with my whole heart. Believe this to be so. You will be okay, and you will definitely grow. I am a good, good Father.
Oh, I love that. That's a great poem. Woo! I'm going to turn your mic down a minute while you get over your cough. Okay. Betty, talk to us. I'm glad she got that poem out. That was really good. And that's what God is saying to us. He's a good, good Father. He loves us. He's got a plan for us, Betty. He's got a plan for you, Betty Thomas. You silly thing.
I know he does, because if I might have just 1 minute here.
You may.
Hebrews 13, 20 through 21.
Mm-hmm.
Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, he will equip you with every good thing for doing his will, and may he work in us that is pleasing to him, though Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. And what that says is that's how much that he has for us, that he wants us to not just survive, but to thrive. And
amen.
He is a good, good Father, and he does the plans that sometimes we think that we have, and we have to be in the waiting room.
Oh, yeah.
That he has something much greater for us,
mm-hmm.
something better, and something... excuse me, something more that will advance his kingdom with us. And when he calls us his beloved, that is just so special to me, is because I am special to him.
Amen.
Because I was created in his image, and that he does love me. And you know, I sent a couple of songs out this week to some people about how much that, you know, oh, how he loves us. Oh, how much God loves you, and how much that he cares for you. And I know sometimes we think, you know, God is, where are you in all of this? Is that he's right there with us, that he's never left us, he's never forsaken us. And that's what, when Jesus walked into that room with those disciples, is he wanted them to be at peace, and that's what he wants for us. He wants us to be at peace because that's the kind of father that he is. He doesn't Amen. Want us to be in turmoil. He doesn't want us to worry. He doesn't want us to fret. He wants you to know that you are his child and that he cherishes you.
Amen.
And that there is nothing, absolutely
yes.
nothing, that can keep you from his love.
Amen.
And that's a very, very,
well, that's huge.
Very good father.
It's huge.
Huge.
It is huge.
Huge.
And he loves huge. Us so very much. Let me know when you need to get off here, Betty. I understand about going to church, so you let me know.
No, I'm fine till 5.
Oh, are you? Okay, great. Nan, do you want to comment on any of that? Have you gotten over your cough?
I've gotten over my cough.
Okay.
I sound funny for a few minutes, but
okay.
We're okay. Just tag off to Betty because I missed the last few minutes.
Yeah.
Because of having to
That's all right.
leave
I'll,
and
I'll,
cough.
Okay, yeah. It's interesting to me that the devil wants to continually steal our joy and our peace, right? So he does this with mind games. He does this with telling you, oh, God's mad at you, or God doesn't love you as much as he loves somebody else, or oh, you really failed God this time, boy. You've done it now. You know, all of that kind of stuff. The condemnation, the accuser of the brethren. I mean, you got to wonder about doubting Thomas during that week, knowing that the disciples were, the others were overjoyed. And Thomas went a week, not knowing for sure, because he refused to believe it without seeing it, right? And, you know, for all of us here in this world now, that's 2,000 years ago. We're still talking about it. But I love the verse that is in... where Jesus talks to Thomas and Thomas says, oh, my master, my God, he finally believes. And then in verse 29 of John chapter 20, Jesus said, so you believe because you've seen with your own eyes? Even better blessings, I love this in the Message Bible, are in store for those who believe without seeing. We're 2,000 years removed from these events. But we're still talking about them, are we not? We're still teaching them. And Jesus says, you know, you're blessed, Thomas, because you saw it with your own eyes. But think about the numbers of people that are going to come after you, Thomas, who will not have seen the nail-scarred hands or put their hand in the side of the wound of Jesus. And he said, they're even better blessings. We're living in the even better blessings time right now, Betty. We're living there. Even better blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, I believe that each one of us is a blessing, and the things that we have in our life is that we have to give God the glory for and thank him for. You know, we have a roof over our heads. We have, you know, food in our tummies. We have the clothing on our back. We have family who cares for us. We have loved ones who maybe look up to us. And we are so blessed to be able, and even doubly blessed, to even know that Jesus Christ is coming again for
us.
Oh,
amen.
And, you know, those are the things that we have to look forward to. You know, even that song, Home, is that we have to remember that Jesus Christ is the soon coming King.
Oh.
And that we're all going to be caught up in the air.
Amen.
We're going to be glorified.
Yes.
All of that. You know, our bodies, I will no longer be heavy. I will no longer have, you know, snap, crackle, and pop. I sound like Rice Krispies when I get up in the morning. I won't have.
But you're cute. But you're cute, Betty. You're cute.
Oh, gee, thanks. Thanks. You're special too.
You don't mean that.
Aren't you glad we love you?
Yeah, you're special.
God loves you.
Yeah, you're special.
I'm a special girl. Yes, I am. So Nan's special.
Yes, she and is.
Yes, you're special, all right.
Yes, she's special. But we have that. We have something to look forward to.
Amen, we do. Home. Amen.
Yes. We have something to look forward to. And we don't have to be, yes, we're going to have, you know, Satan's going to come against us. We're going to be discouraged. We're going to be downtrodden at times. But always remember that God is a God who is never left us. His word
Amen.
Tells us. And I keep
Amen.
Repeating that. He will never leave us nor forsake us. In times of trouble, I am with you.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
My burdens are light.
Yes.
So we have that ability to lay things down and not carry them around anymore because of our good Father.
Amen.
Because, you know, sometimes we're doubting Thomas's, as it says, but we have this divine connection with the Heavenly Father.
Oh, we so do.
Someone who is interceding for us at the right hand of God, and that's Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes.
I can preach right now. Mark.
You're preaching. You're preaching.
I'm preaching. I want our listeners to understand that even with Thomas, it took him touching his hands, his feet. Sometimes we don't have that ability to be able to touch Jesus physically, but through the power of his Holy Spirit, when we pray, when we talk to him, that presence just comes on us like just a slight wind or touching or brushing up across the face, or just sensing a peace and a tranquility that comes over us to know your Heavenly Father is with you.
Oh, yes.
Through the power of
yes.
the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The last two verses of chapter 20 of John, verses 30 and 31, say this. Jesus provided far more God revealing signs, because that's what Jesus the Son came to this earth to do, to show us the Father. God revealing signs then are written down in this book. These are written down so you'll believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and in the act of believing, have real and eternal life in the way he personally revealed it. That's all about heaven. All about heaven. Oh, the glory of his presence. Worship God with us during this song, will you?
And you're here. Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the living God. Oh, hallelujah. Pray with me right now. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just love you. We thank you for your presence among us. We thank you, God, for what you've been doing today on this show. We thank you, Lord, that you love us to learn about your presence in our lives, and you encourage us to step out in faith and believe you for the situations that we all have going on in our lives, that you encourage us to get in your word and to learn your ways and your promises, and that you encourage us to learn to trust you and just get deeper in our faith walk with you. That is what you have for each of us. And Lord, we want to be those soldiers. We want to be those people that learn those things at your knee, that learn to practice your presence on a moment by moment, daily walk with you. So Lord, it's our goal. And Lord, we pray for our listeners today. You know who they are, whether listening live or later on to a podcast. We just thank you right now, Lord, and praise you for the ability to be on the air, for the ability to share your word with so many. And Lord, for the ability to give you the glory and praise for all that you are doing. God, we just love you and we praise you. So Lord, we ask that you draw near to these listeners. Your word says, as we draw close to you, you draw close to us. So listeners, just draw close to Almighty God right now. He wants to bless you with his presence in your life. He wants to change you forever. And he wants to give you a forever home. And he wants you to live with him for all eternity. That's his desire for you as his child. So, Lord, we just pray a blessing on each of these listeners. Whatever their needs are, physical, mental, financial, emotional, whatever they are, meet those needs, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. The glory of his presence, Betty. I tell you, there's nothing like it. When you and your daughter Megan are down here, we just praise God so much during the day, don't we? We just love to spend time in the presence of Almighty God in prayer and in praise and singing and just worshiping. There is nothing like it, is there?
No, and you know what's really kind of cool about it is that we do it spontaneously.
We do it spontaneously, yeah.
And it comes
driving
so
down the road. Yeah.
Driving down the road, you know, sitting wherever we are.
Right.
You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, the Holy Spirit will tap one of us on the shoulder, mm-hmm. or he will whisper something in our ear.
Right.
And it spreads like wildfire.
It does. It does.
Especially when you're with people in one accord.
Yes.
Who love the Lord as mm-hmm. much as we do.
Yes.
Is that I pray that kind of spirit permeates.
Yes.
On May the 19th.
Amen. It will.
Throughout Central Florida. I believe that, you know, revival people is going to start with us.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a glorious time because this is what God's sole desire is for us to draw close to him.
Amen.
And to be the center. Let him be the nucleus of your life.
Yes.
No matter what you're going through, don't push him aside. Those are the times that you need to draw closer to him.
Amen.
He is not out. He doesn't have a gavel in his hand. He is a loving, forgiving, and wonderful God. And that's what he wants for each of us. And like you say, when we're together or whoever, you know, where two or three are gathered in his name, listeners, he's right there with you.
Amen.
All you have to do is say the name. If it's just as simple as to say the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, yes.
That he's there. He's
amen.
There. He's as close as the mention of his name.
Mm.
And it's just amazing what God wants to do in our lives.
That's right.
We let him.
We just got to allow him. Yes, Nan, talk to us. Yeah. Thank you, Betty. That's so true.
I mean, Betty's right on. We need to allow it.
We need to allow it. Yeah.
Sometimes people don't want to allow to be set free because they're caught up in getting attention by what they're going through, to be
sure.
very honest. There's a lady at my office, and I've seen her probably talk to at least 15 people about her situation, her surgery, her this or that. Is insurance company, all the issues. I made the mistake one time of asking, how are you doing? It was stupid. I'll never ask that question again.
Right.
But I've seen her. I told my boss, I said, she goes around, she finds people to tell her story to.
Sure.
And she's seeking the attention of mm-hmm. all these people.
Sure.
And some people just live like that.
Right.
And it's a crying shame, as we would say. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad because you can live above that. You know, you can live in the blessings that Jesus was talking to Timothy about people going to be blessed.
Right.
You can live in that blessing and not be caught up in the negativity of whatever's right. happening in your life.
Right. Exactly. Well, and you know what? That's the goal of this show continually week after week is to help us help you draw closer to God and to really deepen your relationship with Him. Talk to me about that a minute, Betty. We've only got about 2 minutes and we got to get out of here. So talk to me.
Well, I think one of the things that we have to do is that we have to, and we talked about this a few minutes ago, we've got to make a commitment.
Right.
We have got to set our sights on heaven.
Yes.
We've got to set a precedent, because what that's going to do is, you know, the light always permeates the darkness.
Right, it does.
And we have to be that light. Mm-hmm. We have to be the light into this dark world, because there's a lot of junky stuff happening right now and in our own lives, you know, let alone the world, but in our own lives.
Right.
And we have to put our trust in God.
Oh, we do.
We want to have that peace that passes all understanding. We want to have the peace that Jesus spoke in John 20
yes.
to the disciples, and then again to Thomas. And that's what he wants. He wants peace for you,
Amen.
Listeners.
Amen.
The peace that passes all understanding.
Yes.
That he is such a loving God that he cares for you.
Yes.
And there's just no other words that can say other than, you know, oh, how he loves us.
Amen.
And how he cares for us. And that you are his beloved.
You are his beloved. Praise God. Woo, thank you, Betty. You're a joy. And a week from Thursday night at midnight, I'll pick you and your daughter Megan up at the airport for 5 glorious days or however many there are. It is going to be amazing. We are so looking forward to you guys being here for this amazing, wonderful time as we bless, as we dedicate this new facility to God, and as we raise our voices in worship together. I don't know about you, but I'm very excited, Betty.
Oh, we are just so waiting for that, you know, the touchdown of the plane, because as soon as it touches down, you know God's got something for us. He's got a plan for us, just like he did the first time I touched down this year.
Right.
God has something for us, and that's exactly what we're expecting when we touch down again.
Woo.
On what is it, the 16th?
Yeah.
And, you know, God's going to use us and use us mightily.
Absolutely.
And, you know, God, whatever you want, it shall be done.
We're having, told him today on Saturday afternoon, I want everything before that Sunday morning to be totally finished, if not maybe just a little tiny bit left, but sound checks and all that stuff done. And gather at the front of the sanctuary and be in prayer right at 3 p.m. on Saturday afternoon is our goal on May the 18th, and then have the glorious service on May 19th. 2058 Weaver Park Drive, Clearwater. Put it on your calendar. Join us 10 a.m. Sunday, 2 weeks from today. Thank you, Betty Thomas, for being on. We will see you. You'll be on the air back with us 2 weeks from today. And in the studio live here with Megan, your daughter. Looking forward Woo. To it. Woo! Thank you, Betty. Nan, Woo-hoo. Thank you, too. Do you have a quick 30-second word?
30-second. Believe that all things will be okay. Don't fear things that you see. Look to me for your provisions. You will see things done by me.
Oh.
I will shower you with blessings. I will so very much bless you. I am here for you, precious one. Trusting me is what to do. Is that 30 seconds?
That was fantastic. Okay. Is that a poem God gave you?
Yeah, it's a poem. That was my closing comment.
Oh, that's fantastic. This has been Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Bringing you God's word today and emphasizing the glory of his presence. He says, peace to you, dear one. Walk in his peace. That's what he has for you today. Been Nan Watson, Betty Thomas from Michigan, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, right here, Clearwater, Florida. God bless every one of you. See you next week at 3 p.m. right here on this TantalkNetwork.com, 106.1 FM, 104.3 FM in the Tampa Bay area. 2 weeks from today, opening day at our new facility, 2058 Weaver Park Drive. God bless every single one of you. Clearwater, see you then. Listen to this as we go out today. Presence.